This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is no small amount of the inner workings of this economy, the nuts and bolts of commerce, that depends on people basically making a guess. Educated guesses, perhaps, but still, it's prognostication. And for months now, those prognosticators have been trying to crystal ball whether there's going to be a recession or no recession, or just a bit of a downturn, or a soft landing, or maybe no landing at all. And early this year, maybe, or later this year, or next year, stick a finger in the wind, right? But there is a group for whom our economic future is very serious business. Retailers and companies that have to decide what to buy and how much of it based on how much they think they're going to be able to sell in that indeterminate economic future. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Peak sunscreen buying season is May through July. So if you are in the sunscreen business, you are not planning, you have planned.
We don't have a lot of room for error. And right now, with extended lead times, you know, post-pandemic, we're looking at starting placing orders a year in advance almost.
Rebecca Hamilton is co-CEO of the W.S. Badger Company, which makes organic sunscreens and bug repellents. She has to order ingredients, tubes, machines, labor.
We've been in business for about 28 years, and previously, we could just look at historical data, and we're pretty accurate each year. Post-pandemic, our historical data is a little all over the place.
So in this wacky couple of years, Hamilton looked at as much data as she could and ordered a little extra stuff in case things go extra well.
But we have to budget more conservatively in other areas so that we can make it all work out.
So far, this year's been going great for W.S. Badger, even if it is off-peak season. But buyers and sellers have other strategies to cope with the unexpected.
Trying to source more domestically, even though the cost of labor is a little bit higher.
Sean Grain Carter is a professor of fashion business management at FIT. Making clothes or bags might be more expensive in the U.S., but it's faster in case you need to ramp up production. There's another strategy to use if there's a slowdown and consumers aren't buying as much as you thought.
We will mark it down to move the inventory. And guess what? We will make sure that the manufacturer and the vendor and the suppliers help with the markdown on this product because it's not moving.
Basically, suppliers will share in the loss by giving retailers a credit. The reality is, predicting demand is hard in the best of times. Tom Derry is CEO of the Institute for Supply Management.
A 40% accurate demand planning forecast is considered to be very good, even in normal and stable conditions.
You can imagine, he says, how much more challenging it is right now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.